I'm living in this world, troubles all around. Trying to build a place to live in, set freedom right now. Begging you, Jesus, come see about me, yeah. About me, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Black Sheep Breakthrough Chronicles, a show that explores stories about childhood, chronic conditions, suffering, healing, and growth. Suffering can build up walls, but these are our breakthroughs. Jupiter, or depression, is a chronic everyday thing that never goes away. With time, I was able to look at the darkest parts of myself and hold space for them. Accept them for what they are, and what they are parts of me. I am a collective. And all of this made the suffering that comes with depression ease up bit by bit. I slowly regained my desire to live and found empathy for the silent, invisible battles that everyone is going through. There's not a single person on this planet that is totally at peace. And my breakthrough was that I overcame the lowest depths of a lake filled with quicksand by removing the black and white lens I had on the world and myself, and surrendered to the parts of myself I originally rejected and tried to kill off and hide away. I showed myself compassion, acceptance, forgiveness, simple things, really, for not being okay. I removed the negative connotations that I placed on my demons and embraced them, because in the end, all they wanted was to be loved. So my message to 16-year-old Daniel, I love you. I'm proud of you for finding your way back after standing on the edge. Understand what you are going through, and that is all that matters. I get that you felt lost, but ended up finding yourself. I forgive you for your mistakes. I forgive you for your anger. And at the end of the day, I appreciate you for giving yourself another chance. So where are you now with Jupiter, with a chronic condition? Where am I now? My anxiety ebbs and flows to levels I've never felt before, even though I no longer take any of the prescribed medication anymore. And I've come to terms with this, especially given that I studied psychopharmacology in graduate school. It gave me more insight on how the medications function on a chemical level. And really, I've made peace with forever being an anxious person. Too, everybody deals with anxiety. And really, it all comes down to how you deal with it. In terms of depression, it's been much more bearable of a weight now compared to back then. I live with depression. I don't have it. This is a perspective that has helped me separate who I am from what my experience is, because they're not one and the same. I am not a victim. I am not suffering. I am Daniel Ginemetum Inkamakalam Ikejima Jr., not the second. I am not depressed. I live and deal with depression. I will say, though, my social life has taken a major hit because of it. I no longer have as deep connections with some people I wish I did. But I don't hold it against myself. I am curious about what Jupiter or depression will look like after I hit my 30s. What I mean by that is figuring out what sadness will feel like physically, let alone how it'll show up in my behaviors. I'm curious about it, because we can't always be happy, and depression is a chronic thing, so when it does come up and present itself, I wonder what it'll look like. I say that because once you hit your 30s, you're in a different developmental stage in life. It would be interesting to find that out. Okay, so I've also pulled a card from the Self edition of The End, a really awesome, insightful card game. And the question I got is, list all the things I'm still unsure of. Well, my identity, still figuring out who I am, because that apparently keeps changing. I'm unsure of what my calling is. I thought specifically being a therapist was my calling, but I tried that out and it didn't really go as planned. So I'm curious as to what in proximity is it that I'm truly destined to be and do. I am still unsure of if my dad genuinely loves me. He's not really affectionate, nor does he seem to express any kind of interest in my life. I'm still unsure of if some of my friends are my friends, or if they're nice to me just because I was never mean to them. It's an interesting point in my life right now. I'm unsure of if I'll ever get to go back to Bali, which is my nirvana on earth. That place truly brings me peace. Sadly, I'm still unsure of what the name of my parents' villages are in Nigeria. They've told me, but I keep forgetting. I feel like that's important to know. I'm unsure of what my political ideology is. And I'm also unsure of how toxic I am, because we're all toxic in one way or another. You just have to spend enough time around that person to see what their bad habits are. My major takeaway message for you is that the idea of self-love sounds very corny and cliche, but it is the key to opening the door to true unconditional love for yourself, which in turn can help lift that weight off your shoulders that comes from being a person in this crazy society that we live in. P.S. Figuring out how you want to be loved is a constant thing. So although you may have that self-love, perhaps the way you want to be loved by yourself has changed over time. And so that becomes like the next deeper level, the next challenge in growth and healing, is figuring out how I want to be loved moving forward, now that that door to unconditional love has been opened. Thank you for tuning in and tapping into this episode of the Black Sheep Breakthrough Chronicles. I hope that you see how the power of changing your thoughts can change your reactions, and that once you change your reactions, you can change your experience and reality.